Welcome to the next episode of the Hondo Handies podcast. I'm your host, Al Hondo Handy. This is the third episode of my book, Define Expectations, which now is scheduled to be released on September 24th. In my last episode, I talked about the opportunity to play basketball at Stephen Decatur. In the 7th and 8th grade, myself and my friends, Oliver Pennell and Ron Dixon, were managers. Now it was the 9th grade, and this was the opportunity to go out and try and make the team. We had learned many things and had the opportunity to take advantage to learn from team players like Cliff Small, Bill Gibbs, Larson Jarmans, Bobby Baker, Jerry Todd, Vaughn White, Grover Collins, Bob Connors, David Pitts, and Larry Hobbs while we were still young. In the 9th grade, we had a tremendous practice with Coach Lambert. All summer long, I trained as much as possible. Running, jumping, shooting, defensive slides, jump shots. But all that seemed not to matter at our first day of tryouts. Coach Lambert's suicide sprints was so devastating that it almost made myself and a few of us quit. However, we continued to work hard as possible, and the night before, Coach Lambert said whoever made the team will be posted in the gymnasium tomorrow morning. I couldn't wait to get off the school bus to run down the gymnasium and see if my name was on the list. I jumped off the bus, hustled down to the gymnasium, stopped at the door, and did a final prayer. I walked in the gym, no one was there. And I looked at the list, I looked at the varsity list, and of course, I was not there. But when I saw my name on the JV list, I wanted to call my mother. The night before, I couldn't sleep. She told me to not worry, that I was a lucky kid. I think she must have been right. That season was a great season for me because now many of my Flyer Street friends had now entered Stephen Decatur, and they also tried out for the team. And it was a bit of a reunion. So I had a great season. Now the 10th grade rolled around, and I really wanted to play on that varsity team. But again, I was back on the junior varsity, which is fine because at the end of the season, I was moved up to the varsity, which gave me an opportunity to play in the regionals and the districts and follow our team to College Park. The varsity had been undefeated all year long and now was making a trip to College Park, University of Maryland, to try and win the state championship. They won the first game, and I was so excited, so nervous, but the second game we lost. And I always remember that devastating feeling on the bus ride on the way home. You could hear a pin drop. But we vowed to return the next year after suffering that defeat, and this time to win it for our community. Thank you. Stay tuned for our next episode as we talk about our road to the championship at the University of Maryland. Thank you.